today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam on the month of Ramadan 1444. You are the guest of Allah. Ramadan Mubarak.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and today is the second day of the month of Ramadan 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing these moments, we listen to chapter At-Talaq, verse 3 from the Holy Quran, and then we'll learn about its point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that Allah will provide him from sources that he could have never imagined, and whosoever puts his trust in Allah, he will suffice him. Thus, male and female witnesses are warned against entertaining fear of problems resulting from treading the path of truth, but they are enjoined to administer justice and invoke Allah Almighty for removing the impediments, since he guarantees that whoever puts his trust in him, he will be delivered from entanglements. On today's special, you know, what does it mean to be the guest of Allah in the month of Ramadan? It is our tradition to welcome the blessed month of Ramadan by discussing the sermon delivered by our beloved Prophet on the last Friday of Sha'ban. We'll listen to a part of it. O people, indeed ahead of you is the blessed month of Allah, a month of blessing, mercy of forgiveness, a month which with Allah is the best of month, its day the best of days, its nights the best of nights, and its hours the best of hours. It is the month which invites you to be the guest of Allah and invites you to be one of those near to Him. Each breath you take glorifies Him. Your sleep is worship. Your deeds are accepted, and your supplications are answered. What does it mean that this is the month where we are invited to be the guest of Almighty Allah? There are at least three angles to explore on this question. One is this: guests must prepare for a special reception. Number two, Allah is the most gracious host. And number three, capacity of the guest to receive.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The holy month of Ramadan is the month of invitation to God's feast. Ramadan is the month in which you should strengthen yourself. There is a tradition attributed to the noble messenger about informing the people of the advent of the blessed month of Ramadan. One of the phrases is, "You have been invited to God's feast." The difference between God's feast and people's feast is that when you go to a feast, you will have some items of food to eat and means of entertainment benefiting your status. But in God's feast, one part is to observe the feast, another important item, which is a spiritual meal from the unseen, is the Holy Quran. You have been invited to His feast. You are His guest in the month of Ramadan. Your host has compelled you to feast. Block those avenues that lie open to worldly considerations and lusts so that you are prepared for the Laylatul Qadr. When you want to go to a party, you do not go in your usual everyday dress. You normally dress up in another way and attend the party in a different manner. You modify your manners from what they might be when you are at home. Many thanks, dear listeners, for staying tuned. And let's pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare us for that great feast of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
This is today's special and special guests. And one important point about the month of Ramadan, special guests receive extra in this month. In the month of Ramadan, some people expect the blessings, mercy, kindness of Allah. There is no doubt about this. However, some guests have a greater capacity and will receive a greater amount. Indeed, we all expect from our heavenly host, Almighty Allah, to grant us a nice place in paradise and forgiveness of our sins. But some guests have a greater capacity to receive from the treasures of Allah, the Almighty. So the question to ask ourselves is, what do we want to achieve from the divine feast in this auspicious month of Ramadan?
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله
the great pleasures to achieve in Ramadan. This is today's special. A great religious scholar explained that this feeling of excitement to be the guest of Allah Almighty can only be felt by someone who has the ma'rifah of Allah. Knowledge for knowing Allah. There are three pleasures that one can realize along this journey. The first pleasure is the thrill of love of Almighty Allah, explains in verse 165 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And there are some among men who take for themselves objects of worship besides Allah, whom they love as they love Allah. The second pleasure is the enjoyment of communicating secretly with Allah Almighty. Verse 1 and 2 of chapter Al-Mu'minun refers, successful indeed are the believers who are humble in their prayers. The third pleasure is that of realizing that Allah Almighty is kind to me. It is the pleasure of knowing that we are the subject of His attention and His kindness is devoted to us. This pleasure of Almighty Allah cannot match any other blessings.
There's a beautiful sermon by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi in greeting the month of Ramadan. He says in this sermon, this is a month du'itum fihi ila diyafatillah. You have been invited to be the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to be the guest of God in the month of Ramadan? When you are the guest of Allah, Allah is the host. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous with us. And His generosity means that He gives us good deeds and forgiveness to an extent that is beyond our imagination. So the Prophet in his sermon explains, first of all, anfasukum fihi tasbih. See, Allah is your guest. Allah is your host. You are His guest. You breathe, you're breathing, you're inhaling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considering that ibadah and tasbih. That's one way of honoring His guests. وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةً. Even when you're sleeping, the times that you sleep in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing that ibadah for you. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is treating us as His guests? You pray one salah, the Prophet says. One wajib salah, the mandatory salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward of 70 salah. 70 rak'ah. And if you pray one mustahab salah, Allah will write you bara'atan min an-nar. It serves as protection from hellfire. You see these benefits you only get in the month of Ramadan. And then the Prophet says if you read one verse from the Qur'an, it's like what? Reading the entire Qur'an. These are examples of how we are the guests of Allah in the month of Ramadan. But what's very important to always keep in mind, my dear brothers and sisters, that when you are the guest of God in the month of Ramadan, don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're His guest. That's the least amount of respect you can show to your host. When someone invites you and you go to their house, the least thing that you want to do is show them respect by not disrespecting them, by not disobeying them. You know, following the rules, as they say.
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you this Ramadan. You are gifted with blessings of Allah and many treasures, moments of joy. Ramadan Mubarak, and keep us in your dua and supplication. Fi amanillah. Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah.